enough of this serious talk about the NSA and Valley News Live and everything else. Let's talk some football. Let's talk about Bison football Friday night, 7:05 kickoff on national television, ESPN2. The Bison hosting the New Hampshire Wildcats in an FCS semifinal football game at the Fargo Dome. And to have us talk about this, to help us talk about this, and certainly preview what New Hampshire has to bring to Fargo, let's bring in a couple of experts who are far more, eloquent in discussing these topics than I am. Let's bring in Bob Lipman. He is the play-by-play broadcast voice for the New Hampshire Wildcats. And, Bob, we're going to bring in Scott Miller. He is the play-by-play voice of the North Dakota State Bison. Bob, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. Welcome to KFGO. How are you?
Mike and Scott, great to talk with both of you, and can't wait for what will be my first and New Hampshire's first trip out to take on North Dakota State this week.
New Hampshire coming off a 2017 victory over Southeast Louisiana in the quarterfinals. They are 10-4 this year. They are a member of the CAA, the Colonial Athletic Conference. What are Bison fans going to see? What's the first thing that's going to stand out, Bob, when the Wildcats take the field on Friday night?
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be a tough, hard-nosed football team, both offensively and defensively. We've seen some struggles this year, maybe due to injuries, but probably have put it together here at the right time. Obviously, a six-game win streak coming into North Dakota State, and probably a team that's playing with as much confidence as this New Hampshire team has all year.
Now, I sat in on the media conference this morning for the CAA and the New Hampshire players and coaches who were on, and it sounds like, in early November or so, really New Hampshire had its back to the wall. Not that good of a record, basically felt they had to win out, and they have done that. As you said, they've won six in a row. What's been the difference down the stretch here for New Hampshire, Bob?
Getting a little bit healthier clearly has helped. Our first team wide receiver, R.J. Harris, is terrific. He's number two all-time in New Hampshire history, and he'd been slowed by a broken hand and then a concussion, and now he's healthy, and that's really helped. And our secondary is a lot healthier than it has been. But you bring up a great point. You could say that our backs have been to the wall since November. I'd argue with you that our backs have been to the wall since we lost to Towson, one of the other teams, by the way, in the Final Four, back on October the 5th. Mm. And UNH was aware that sitting at 1-3, there was very little margin for error left. And New Hampshire had made the FCS tournament 9 years in a row, and the seniors got together and they decided that they did not want to be the team to see this streak end. And each week they've gotten a little bit better, and now here they are, unbelievably, for the first time ever, into the FCS semifinals.
Yeah, Bob, this is Scott, and I wanted to ask you about that, the fact that the Wildcats are now into the semis for the first time after this great tradition of football at the University of New Hampshire. What do you think has made the difference, besides just getting healthier? What is it about this team that has pushed it into the semis?
For one of the first times, Scott, this UNH defense has really come together, and they've made big plays. I think you may be aware that Chip Kelly at one time was the offensive mm-hmm. coordinator at New Hampshire, and it was all about making that scoreboard spin, and defense was kind of an afterthought. And our defensive coordinator, John Lyons, former head coach at Dartmouth College, won an Ivy title there, and Sean McDonald got together, and they decided, you know what, we better bring some better athletes. And defensively now, it has started to come together. 10 sacks against Lafayette, a defense that, a pass rush that'll, put some pressure on you and make quarterbacks make mistakes. And I think that's really been the turning point for the program.
Bob Lipman, the play-by-play voice of the New Hampshire Wildcats, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. Scotty Miller sitting in on this chat with me as well. I went to the Craig Bohl press conference today, Bob, as well, and had a chance to listen to what the North Dakota State head coach had to say about New Hampshire. And what stood out on film to he and his staff was just how disciplined New Hampshire is, how well coached they are. And he said, everybody always seems to be in the right spot. He said some of these games, quite honestly, some of these teams, just their players get out of position. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But he said New Hampshire really was in the right spots at the right time. So this is setting up as a nice matchup between two really well-coached football teams who are disciplined, right?
No question about it. And look, we had the opportunity to sit and watch your Coastal Carolina game on Saturday. It's pretty obvious that North Dakota State is an unbelievable football team here in 2013. And you know, put that in all the different things that are, you know, going to play to your advantage here, the home field, the great crowd, the fact that you've won the last two national titles. We were snowed in for an extra 12 hours in Louisiana that takes some preparations away, and then we're playing a Friday night game, so we lose another day of practice on the other end. But these guys are going to relish, you know, the opportunity to play number one when you have that chance, and who knows when it ever happens again, you go out and you try to take advantage of it.
Bob, the Bison draw real well, as you know, into the Fargo Dome, and it gets loud in there. How many opportunities have the Wildcats had over the years to play in a dome stadium, if at all, and how do you think the team is going to handle the noise?
We talked about it on the flight back yesterday. I think we played in two domes. One of them you know well, the Dome in Northern Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and New Hampshire did not play well there in the playoffs, and Northern Iowa has been a real tough one for UNH over the years. The other time we played in the Dome was the Georgia Dome. We played Georgia State with a few friends and family in the stadium. So noise was certainly not a factor that day. So the only thing we have in comparison is Northern Iowa. Cats, they rely a lot on hand signals anyway. I don't think they'll be thrown so much by the noise. In fact, I kind of hope that they feed off of that, because we don't get great crowds in New Hampshire. It's a relatively, you know, small stadium, and you know, when these guys have had an opportunity to play before 5,000 or 6,000 people, that's been tremendous.
New Hampshire's offense, NDSU's had the number one defense in the country here for the past couple of years, Bob. What does New Hampshire do offensively, and can they match up physically, in your view, with what you've seen with NDSU's big, strong defensive line?
They're going to spread you out. There's no question about that, and they'll use as many as 4-5 different receivers, including running backs. They'll run out of those formations. We've put, you know, there have been a number of running back passes this season, and that they always just try to catch you a little bit off guard, because as you pointed out, if you can get one guy to make a mistake and not stay home, then you can bust that for a big play. And I think that that's pretty much what New Hampshire is all about. That being said, I think that they'll certainly be able to move the ball at times. The offensive line is solid enough, but there's no question that you want to hit on some big plays.
Bob, who are some of the names that we're going to be hearing and seeing if people are watching on ESPN2 on that offense? Because there are some guys who have put up some really good numbers this season.
Yeah, the number one receiver is the guy I mentioned earlier, R.J. Harris. He's a kid out of Maryland, a junior who's now the number two all-time leading receiver in the University of New Hampshire. He's got speed, he's got great hands, and he pretty much is going to draw attention, and that will open it up for some of the other receivers. Our top running back is a guy from New Jersey named Nico Steriti, and he's rushed for over 1,000 yards this season. He's a guy who is big and strong and fast, and the Cats will try to take advantage of Nico's abilities over 2,200 yards, 2,300 yards for his career. And then I'll throw out one other name on offense, and that's the quarterback, Sean Goldrich. Wasn't even the opening day starter this year. They had decided on another guy who has since turned it over to Sean, but Goldrich has gotten better and better. 3 touchdown passes against Maine, 3 rushing touchdowns against the Lions down in Louisiana on Saturday night.
So, Bob, I presume you guys are going to fly into Fargo on Thursday in preparation for the Friday game, so this really is going to be a short week, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're scheduled to leave New Hampshire. I believe that it's going to be Thursday morning, so maybe they're going to be able to get at least a walkthrough in when we get to Fargo on Thursday, and then We tee it up on Friday night, and boy, it's going to be here before you know it, of
yep,
course.
It will. Bob, thank you. Thanks for coming on, and I believe I'm scheduled to have a chat with you tomorrow on your radio program in New Hampshire, so I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yep, you bet. Bob Lippman, thanks, Bob. He is the play-by-play voice of the New Hampshire Wildcats. And Scott, it's Monday, and you sometimes get a chance to see some of the stuff on mm-hmm. film and video, but what's your gut feeling early in the week with the Bison playing New Hampshire on Friday night?
I think you hit on it, Mike, and you and I were visiting off the air earlier today. I think the big thing that I would like to see, and when I do watch tape for the Wildcats, is physically, do they look like they'll be able to hold up against the Bison? And because NDSU's offensive line against Coastal Carolina was just dominating, and the defensive line pretty much the same way. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's going to be the same when we see the teams play on Friday night. I think that New Hampshire, just with its pedigree, the fact that it has been to the playoffs 9 straight years and now going to the semifinals for the first time, I think this is going to be a very solid team. But whether or not it can hold up against that physicalness that the Bison bring each and every week, that's going to be, I think, the big key.
If you just look at the roster, look at the numbers behind the names, like the size along the offensive line and the size along the defensive line, the numbers for New Hampshire do look better than they did for Coastal Carolina. Right. They look like they're bigger, especially on the offensive line. And I asked Craig Boll today in the press conference, I said, so how does New Hampshire stack up defensively compared to a Coastal Carolina or even a Furman? And Craig said, well, they're going to be better defensively than Coastal Carolina for sure. And he said, yeah, Furman, it's mm-hmm. about that range. Mm-hmm. But certainly I think this is going to be a better test than Coastal Carolina. The CAA, too, is a good league. It's I think that was the Big South Conference that Coastal Carolina right. was from. That's kind of a scattershot. You know, who knows what's coming out of there. But I think this is a solid league. I just don't see anybody keeping up with NDSU. I just don't see anybody coming into Fargo on a Friday night when people are going to be revved up like crazy now on Friday night, especially after that dastardly quarterback insulted us about how bad the crowd was here. People are going to be fired up about this on Friday night.
I think there's no doubt. And I think the second half of that Furman game when the Bison broke open a 10-7 score and scored 28 points to win 38-7. That was as good a half, I think, as we've seen from the Bison in a long, long time, probably during this long run. And think about it now, 22 straight wins, then an entire game at a very high level against Coastal Carolina. When I look at New Hampshire's schedule this year, they did beat then 12th-ranked Villanova 29-28, and Villanova didn't turn out to be a playoff team but was very highly regarded at the time. So I think that this is going to be a solid team. And I think that 48-14 is probably going to be unrealistic, but I think the Bison certainly will be favored going in.
Scotty, thank you. Would you mind if we replayed your Chris Kleiman interview from yesterday on KFGO? I think we're going to do that.
Not at all.
I think I'm going to do it no matter what you say. So I don't know why I asked the question. We are going to replay your interview with Chris Kleiman coming up next in the Mike McFeely Show.
You bet. Pregnant pause, you bet.
Thanks, Scotty.
Good night, everybody.
Scott Miller, the play.